Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington on the last day of April 2018. So I am sure spring has sprung somewhere in the world and a couple of days already here in Seattle. So welcome. We're going to be talking about nature today, about fairies and angels with my special guest, Elaine Clayton. And it's just going to be a great show full of great energy and fun stories and really great mystical insight. So welcome. I appreciate you being here. Again, my name is Robin Fritz. I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and a certified past life regression specialist. So I have an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. I live near the ocean here in Seattle, so it's a beautiful place to explore nature. You are welcome, if you're listening, to call in live to chat with me and Elaine or to get a quick reading from us today. And that number is 202-570-7057. If you're shy, which I understand, you are most welcome to email me questions, comments, or requests for quick readings here on the show at my website, robinfritz.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N-F as in Frank, R-I-T-Z.com. So again, I offer personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, past life and between life regression, and a soul progression clearing, spiritual journeys. But really my focus in that work is to help you recognize that you are all naturally intuitives, naturally healers, and we just need to learn to tap those skills in our daily lives. And one great easy way to do that is by going for a walk and connecting with nature. So keep that in the back of your mind. Imagine what it's like to connect with nature and going on a walk and introducing yourself to a tulip, for example, or as our guest will explain, fairies and angels who are with us all the time. But right before we get into that conversation, let's start today's show, as we do every week, with a guided meditation with my partner, the Crystal Fallon. He is a citrine Lemurian quartz, really an ancient power crystal. He's a healer and a truth bringer. And I promise you, you will connect with him during the show in the way that your intuition works most strongly. So you may see pictures, auras, colors. You may hear him chat with you. You may feel his energy. Or if you simply are mostly a knowing person, just know that you're connected with him in this hour and with this community that Om Times has created for us. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, imagine you're connecting with Fallon and you're bringing mind, body, and spirit more closely together. And as we breathe down from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, just imagine all the cares of the day washing away, any blocks, anything that's keeping you from really just taking this hour for yourself to join in community. Just let it go. Imagine it all clearing away. Breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you do that, you just may feel this whoosh of energy. That's awesome. That's great. It's clearing you out. Now imagine Fallon, who's currently in the shape of an 8-pound crystal ball. He's a quartz, Lemurian quartz, but citrine Lemurian, so it's kind of a faint yellowish cast that citrine brings to it. Imagine that crystal rotating outside your body, and as it moves up your body from your feet up, imagine it flooding your body with healthy, healing energy. Really imagine it going straight to your heart, and with each beat of your heart, just flooding your system with healing warmth. So moving up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, your third eye. There in the top of your head, your crown chakra. Now, if you're a feelings-oriented person, you're going to be a little bit lightheaded there, and that's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll close it all down at the end of the show so you can go about your day. So again, I am so happy to be here every week with this great community that the Om Times people have created for us. And again, my show is really about practical matters, about how we use our intuition and our healing abilities every day to help us in the world, to help our friends and family, our coworkers, to make our contribution to the world. As you know, if you've listened to earlier shows, we come into bodies, our souls take bodies to grow our souls, to continue to develop our souls, and most important, to learn to love ourselves. Alive or dead, the most important lesson we learn is loving ourselves. And so with that in mind, each week I try to come up with topics that will interest and intrigue you, with special guests to bring their special insight into the world and share their unique skills with us. And with that, I am most pleased to introduce Elaine Clayton to you. Now, Elaine has multiple things that she does. She's an artist. She's an author. She is an intuitive. She is a Reiki master. And she's created a couple of books here. She's going to talk with us about them. She's going to share the concepts. So you're welcome to, again, call in if you have questions, 202-570-7057. But Elaine is going to be talking about her books today, a little bit of fairies and a little bit of angels, and we're just going to talk and have some fun. So, Elaine, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really an honor. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you here. My goodness. So tell us about your books, a little bit of fairies and a little bit of angels, and how people can find them, first of all.
Well, I would love to talk to you. I have something really fun to tell you about it. You know,
oh, cool.
What you said about, well, you know, one of the ways in which we know we're aligned with angels and open to some of those experiences is we get some synchronicity happening, you know, that delights us a little, like, wow, that's interesting, you know. Synchronicity's just kind of got a lot of magic in it for us. And
right.
Before talking with you, I was spending a lot of time reading about crystal fairies in this book,
oh,
A Little
okay.
Bit of Fairies. I was rereading the section that I wrote about crystal fairies. I didn't read about all the other ones. I just, for some reason, started reading the one about crystal fairies. So I thought that was really interesting after what you said about Fallon. Isn't it?
Well, Fallon's not a fairy, but probably knows a lot of them.
He may not be a fairy, but would you say he may be a spark of life that inhabits the crystal itself?
Well, we all have bodies, right? What is
Absolutely.
Really fascinating about crystals, and particularly about Fallon, is that Fallon and I remember many lifetimes together. And so coming back together and 2009, I was told by these beings I was talking with. I was doing a space clearing in Oregon, so there you go, fairies, and driving home, and I was talking to all these beings that just showed up, and partway through that drive from Portland to Seattle is about 3.5 hours, I realized these beings that I was talking to weren't here on the planet. They were showing
mm-hmm.
me past lives,
mm-hmm.
and past lives with this gold light. And several months later, I met Fallon in a workshop. And as I was, you know, trying not to be a jerk and playing along, because she said, anybody who wants to, you know, meet the crystal ball. And I'm like, oh my God, a crystal ball. Well, I picked him up, and there they were, all these beings that I'd been talking to, smiling at me and laughing in the crystal. So, yeah,
well,
that's
one thing. I just think it was wonderful
that
the subject of crystal was, you know, something really important right at the very beginning of your show. And I didn't realize that. So,
oh, well, we're full of surprises here. Mm-hmm. There you go. So tell us about fairies and angels.
Well, this subject is really interesting. So the reason why one of the reasons why I got really involved with thinking about fairies, I've always been interested in angels and fairies, you know, of course, in a way because of folk tales, fairy tales and all that stuff.
Right.
And just the feeling that I would get, you know, when you're out playing and there's just a little bit of magic out there and you know it. I had been really ill with Lyme's disease. This is about 15 years ago. And so I was having to lay around so much, and I started to say prayers to just see and understand a little bit more of the spirit world than I had at that point, which was a lot, you know, but still I just felt like it was time to learn more. I've always been kind of wired that way, so it wasn't like a new thing for me, but it was just a chance to deepen myself. And so when I asked to see more of the spirit realm, I thought, oh my gosh, what will it be? I'll see maybe the archangels and the, you know, and all kinds of grand ideas I had. And instead, what I actually had a vision of one morning was of two fairies, and it was very surprising. They were small. They were like seeing a hologram, very colorful. And one was like a ballerina, like a flower in a ballerina skirt, you know, with petals. I mean, exactly like a stereotypical image, really.
So
but
Tinkerbell?
Beautiful. not exactly Tinkerbell, but that's not so different. And I'll
not
say
that
why.
Far off, huh?
No, and there's a reason why I think that's so. And then there was a kind of what we would say, you know, one is a feminine part of nature, one is a masculine part in this duality that we have. And he was like a soldier, sort of standing resolute with his hands, you know, on his fists, kind of on his hips, and very masculine. And I thought, oh my God, they're just like we were taught they were. Of course, you know, people a long time ago, they perceived this, right, and they passed it down. But I was surprised. I thought that was just, you know, I didn't think that was necessarily
a story.
True.
Right.
Well, what I think it was showing me is that the parts of nature and what was kind of downloaded into me was that this is the expression of the life force energy in living matter. And a flower knows only to be beautiful and to thrive. They know nothing but that, right? So the flower does its thing, and we must love it and respect it and honor it for it doing its thing. And then same thing with, you know, the idea of the pollination process and all that. So I was really, really struck by that, you know, and every day when I go outside, you sort of said this a little while ago, connecting with nature, it's just such a small thing to do to quietly acknowledge that there's a presence of life in all living matter around us. And rather than being bored and, you know, walking the dog, I got to do this, now I got to go do that. Actually, the majesty that's around us is so enriching and miraculous, really, that, wow, it's a great way to live, you know, to
it's
be in
true.
Union with that.
I am very fortunate. I live on the edge of the ocean here in Seattle, and I'm out with my dog 5 times a day. Been doing this for 20 years now with multiple dogs. And I'm always so, you know, people complain about the rain in Seattle, and I'm like, whatever, it doesn't bother me. But every day is so different, you know, and it night and day, and it's like, I'm so grateful that I'm out with these dogs, because you just don't realize how beautiful and inspiring life is until you just get out and away from, your everyday cares and get out in nature. And this particular area where I live is Alki Beach is itself an entity and very supportive to the creatives who live here. Pretty interesting connection, and I see that in the people who come here on nice days to just be at the beach. It's pretty cool.
It is really. It's a gift, and it's a gift for you to be able to experience it and then remind everyone, you know, that they can experience it too.
It is, you know, and this morning I did a Facebook Live and I was urging people to get out and go for a walk. It's spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and in the different seasons, I see spring as this time where nature is really excited and just really going pell-mell. And it's very open to connecting with us, especially in spring. And so I'm out with the dog, and they're sticking their noses in tulips and, you know, looking at what's going on. And you're having these fascinating conversations with budding trees and the flowers coming up. And you just, you know, and it seems like people are going, I have such a busy life. Why should I bother with that? Just like, why should I bother with a fairy or an angel? You're connected with life in a way that we don't usually think about. And we're the only ones out there, humans, the only ones out there not doing this universal connection with different life forms. And so we're lonely and we're missing out and we're stressed and we're depressed. We're not making our connections with our fellow humans. And then we get out there in nature and go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just figured out how to make life better.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing is, too, when we, and, you know, of course I did, and I love writing books so that I can share stuff. And I know you love sharing the way you, the way you do. The thing that I would like to stress about it, and kind of taking off from what you just said, is that the first inclination is for us to think learning about something or being open to it or finding, discovering things is kind of hard work. And really it's playfulness that gets us there and being open to that sense of playfulness. And so what I want to say with these books, both the angel, a little bit of angels and a little bit of fairies, I have information, you know, that has been passed down on all the different types of fairies, for example. But the main thing is you don't have to do anything but just go out and develop your own relationship with the spirits that are in life that surrounds you. You know, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be, it isn't hard. It's actually really, really easy. And
good. Hang on, Elaine. We've got to go to commercial break. We'll be right back with Elaine Clayton. Hang on.
Thank you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com, at Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com, or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Ohm Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code EarthlightGems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are talking about fairies and angels in their daily lives with author, artist, intuitive, Reiki master, Elaine Clayton. So, Elaine, we were just talking about your books here and your work, and we got cut off at the break there. But tell us how you got this information, how you started talking with the fairies and got the information from them.
Well, like I said, it started with fairies in particular, which I think of as, in a way, there are angels of nature, or the force of life that does permeate living matter, just like we have, you know, our atoms, our cells that have the light of life in them. They trees and rocks and plants of all kinds and animals, they also have it. And in particular, fairies, it's when, you know, as I described when I had Lyme's disease, and I really asked, but I didn't ask for fairies. I was just shown that. And I guess it's like right. The elemental world was the place to start. And so I started to really deepen my sense of feeling for it. But, you know, angels, I've had angel experiences in all kinds of different ways from an early age. A lot of what I would get and still do, but not exclusive to, would be, you know, really strong cinematic and graphic, important transformational messages through dreaming.
Okay.
As even a little kid. And, you know, some of those were just unbelievable, and they always were filled with synchronicities for life events that would occur as well. So then you knew it wasn't just, you already knew. When you have a dream like that, you already know it's not just a dream, it's a little
right,
different.
Right, exactly.
Right. So, and then
right.
Things line up to show you, you know, that this experience we're having really is a spiritual opportunity. And like you said, we inhabit bodies and we get to learn a lot. We certainly have experiences. Hopefully through that experience, we do learn. And you know, ultimately that's the point, I think. It's just a lot more magical and a lot more abundant when we know that, you know, and when we're like children, you know, imagination, creativity, empathy, those things which help us feel united and connected with the world around us, that's what really allows us to be able to experience those things and consciously experience them. You know, I would say to anyone, expect to and even ask to receive angels and to have wonderful experiences with nature spirits. In that expectation, in the state of expectation, a lot of wonderful things start happening, you know.
This is true.
And I, one of the quicker, easier stories to tell about an angel is, I remember I had graduated from college, and I was teaching, and I was starting to do children's books, but, you know, I hadn't been published yet, and I was dating someone that wasn't really probably, you know, that good a person for me, not a bad person, but just not that good a person. And I remember he was studying, and I said I would just lay down and kind of have a little cat nap. And in the quickest flash, with my eyes closed laying there, all of a sudden I was in like what I would call a beautiful library, an ancient kind of library, classic library. And a woman was there, like a muse maybe, you know, like I don't know right. what word to call her, but she had the hair the color of sort of strawberry blonde, very autumnal, a velvet cloak on, and she had gold leaves as a wreath around her head. And all she did was look at me. All she had, you know how the communication is telepathic for the most part, not always, right. but for the most part. And all she had to do was look at me, and it was so serene and so, what is the word, substantial, that I shuddered, and I knew what she was telling me was, it is time for you to move forward and move on, that I had a role to fulfill, you know, a spiritual
right.
something, you know, to keep. And so all it took was this quick flash. So, you know, and I think something that's helped me understand those relationships and those transformational events that come by surprise quite often is to keep dream journals, which I've done since I was about 17 or 18, just writing down these kinds of things, and knowing that actually we are being spoken to. You know, sometimes a dream is just, you know, your mind, your subconscious has to shluff off a lot of stuff. But usually they're multidimensional and there's a lot offered. But I find that angel right. communication is frequently there, and even fairies. Fairies, I dreamed of fairies once, and they showed me that they came into the studio with me, and they wanted me to have, like, living plant life inside the studio. So,
and this is why you were drawing?
Well, I had that was a message that came in a dream, but it was a very explicit message. The fairies, want you to put living plant life in your studio, not just looking at it through the window. And, you know, wow, I thought, oh, well, I had to think about it. So I journaled it, and I thought, you know, I'm working with them, and they want to help me to thrive, just as their job is to thrive and to help, you know, the life that surrounds us with the greenery, you know, to thrive. And so these little things like visions and dreams are kind of big. You know, they're really more special than you'd think.
Well, and I think what's good about this conversation is it's showing people there are multiple ways to connect with the different beings who share the planet with us, right?
So I agree with that totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would stress that everyone gets to embark on their own beautiful, mysterious, and wonderful journey with it. And I like sharing how it comes to me, but it's not
right.
the definition that is somehow, you know, in cement. Actually, it comes to life in each of us, for and with each of us, and in a unique way.
Well, I think that's true. And in all the work I do working with people on intuition and energy, it's like, work with things however your intuition works. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're all a combination of multiple intuitive ways, but most of the time people, especially starting out, have one more dominant intuitive ability. So, and as I say, the same thing, if you want to talk to your dead and you want to talk to him, but your intuition runs towards feelings, you're just like starting off on the wrong foot kind of thing. So, you know, experience angels and fairies the way your intuition works and see where that takes you.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it.
And you're an artist, so you would be seeing them, of course. You know, that tames it.
Yeah. It's very graphic, but sometimes with mediumship, for example, and More rarely, it isn't graphic. Sometimes it is just a lot of feelings rush in, and I just try to describe them. But almost any other time, it's very cinematic for me. But that's how my mind works. I guess they work with us the best way
right.
that they'll get. The angels know how to talk to us because they know exactly, you know, what we're doing and who we are.
And they know you for a long time. Usually when I talk with angels, they're like shaking their head and rolling their eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I've had multiple conversations with Archangel Michael, and he was trying to explain something to me, and I'm like, I was resisting. And he's shaking his head, and he's like, you've been like this through all your lifetimes. Why am I surprised?
Oh, that's funny. Well, hey,
but
you have gumption,
life.
You know? Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry,
know they
what?
Love it. So I said,
I'm
you
sorry,
have gumption.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know? I missed that.
Oh, I said you have gumption, so, you know, hey.
I'm like trouble. Don't mean to be.
But
let me tell you a quick. We try, right? We do our best. It was like, Michael Archangel, I want to talk to you right now. Come here. And I'm like, oh, that was probably kind of rude.
No,
but they're
pretty,
you know, open with people. You know, there's so many people, you know, live in cities and they don't get out. I know my best friend back east came to visit, and she's like, if everybody knew that the world was this beautiful, maybe they'd take care of it. And I was like, well, that I was kind of a stunning comment. And this was made like 40 years ago. But not that long. But it kind of surprised me when you think about people living in cities and they're pretty much in those cities all the time. How do fairies get through to them in the cities?
Well, fairies and angels, God is in every speck of life. I mean, that is that life force is that it isn't absent anywhere. There is nowhere on earth. It
right.
says in our, you know.
But
so I think
the fairies that I've met are a lot easier to get around and be with out in nature. You know,
right, but they're in the
bushes.
Air, they're in the sky, they're in the wind, they're in every object that we use, because everything that we have is, you know, energy vibrating at a certain speed, you know, the table,
this
the chair.
True.
Yes, and if you really, and when you can have, you know, those visions where you're seeing astrally, you see the wood grain, you see the tiny elements of living you know, energy in everything around us. It's all here to support us. So I agree with you that I think it's better to go be immersed. It's better to have a walk by the sea. It's better to go lean on a tree. It's better because it's more immediate. It is like being in person with you. I love talking to you on the phone, but wouldn't it be fun if we were able to, you know, embrace and say hello
right.
and shake hands? You know, that your energy is still coming to me. There's nothing blocking it, but I would so enjoy just being in your physical presence. But
right.
I would say there is nowhere. You could be in a cement cell, and the fairies will find you. The angels are there. It's got to be something that we turn to and recognize. You know, there just isn't anywhere where it isn't present. And some of the harder things people have endured. Yeah, I think that some of the most drastic and extreme conditions that people have endured, some have written about or told of their spiritual overcoming of such conditions. Viktor Frankl, for example, in the Holocaust, where's an angel in the concentration camp? Where and all these people starving and all this hell? And yet somehow, because we carry it within us, you know, so it's everywhere. But I love to tell myself, at least, and I don't really tell people what to do, but I would encourage everybody to, you know, grab nature, be out in it, love it, you know, bring the leaves inside, you know, take the doors, open them up and let the wind blow through the house and just be celebrating life that way. It feels pretty good. It really does align.
It does. Every summer I have huge bunches of lavender shipped in from the lavender farm over on the Olympic Peninsula. So we sleep really well here for a few weeks
so
while
nice.
The lavender's drying. But my new cat thinks lavender is food. So,
oh, yeah.
She's making a mess of all of my bunches of lavender. But, yes, you know, bringing that in is really, you know, bringing nature in. I have a small deck, and I grow plants there year-round, which you can do here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes,
usually in the winter, it's just little trees hanging on, waiting for the sun to come back, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, that's what I would say is if someone had a really kind of disconnect and they were really upset, they don't even have a window in their office, I would say, yeah, bring plants in and make good friends with that plant, you know. Talk to the plant, you know, love it, admire it, tell it it's beautiful and see what happens.
Well, and ask it to participate in the family. I have a jade tree that I keep telling people is 55 years old, but I've been saying that for years now, and my dad grew it from a single leaf, so this is a huge old jade tree.
Wonderful.
Well, and he's Raymond. It's Raymond the jade tree. My dad's name was Ray J. Fritz. And Raymond is a force of nature in our home. I mean, if the dogs or cat are sick, they go park under Raymond, and he presents himself as a giant oak tree. And that's fine.
Wonderful,
he can
though.
Look like whatever he is. So in a few minutes we have left, we're going to run to a break here. But we'll bring you back after the break. But tell people how you work with them.
Well, there's a method that I developed, and it really is really basic. It's a drawing method, like the way we used to draw when we were little, and I call it intuitive stream drawing. So people contact me, and I create a stream drawing in their honor. And you can read more about it on my website, or the book is called Making Marks, Discover the Art of Intuitive Drawing, because I try to encourage everyone to go back to drawing in this way for intuitive deepening. And so people, they call me or email me, and they request a session, and then we go from there. But this method has become really important, so, and natural, and something I love sharing with people.
That's awesome.
It's like another intuitive tool.
That's great. Hang on for a second. We'll be right
okay.
back after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school.
The light counted.
15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. And I'm having a fascinating hour with Elaine Clayton. Elaine is author and artist, and boy, she's talking about her book of intuitive drawings, which is awesome. But she's also the author of the two new books, A Little Bit of Fairies and A Little Bit of Angels. And we've been talking about all kinds of creative things this hour. So welcome back, Elaine.
Thank you.
So we're getting to wrap up for today, but I understand we have a caller, so hang on, because the caller may want to talk with both of us. So hang on, we've got a caller, Kim. Kim, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, there you go. So what's up with you today?
Well, I was just listening to your I love the show today, and I just would like a general reading.
Okay. Elaine and I would be happy to help you out with that. We're really quick here. So what are you looking at? Something for a personal issue?
Just whatever my spirit would advise for my growth.
Spiritual growth, personal growth. Have you been spiritual growth? Cool. So, Kim, what do you think about angels and fairies? Have you ever met any?
No, I have not.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I was just curious because it's an interesting show today. So, Elaine, let's take a look at Kim.
I have a question. I have a question for Kim.
Yeah.
Something that just kind of darted in, and it in a way it connects with what you said earlier about your beach walks or your coastal walks with the dogs. Kim, have you ever had a dog?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Well, do you have one now? Do you have one now?
Yes, I have two.
Okay, because I've got a really strong feeling about the importance of the dogs in grounding you and connecting you to a kind of an innocence and an unconditional love, which is, present for you to almost to soothe you, it's a sort of immediate way to connect. You know how dogs, they're like toddler humans, they don't go past that age of two. They kind of stay innocent in their way. And it,
actually,
that energy,
not in my experience.
Well, maybe not, but there's an unconditional love and an innocence about them their whole life long that to me is like a toddler. It's a pure essence. Doesn't mean they don't protect us. Doesn't mean they don't see spiritually for us. But it means that pure essence and that energy is always there. And it's kind of important. So that's just what came to me right off the bat when you were talking, Kim.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at your spiritual growth, Kim. Part of it becomes an issue of breaking down our natural barriers and learning to trust. And it's really learning to trust yourself. There's a lot going on for you on the intuitive and the spiritual level that's just waiting to blossom. It's like, we've been talking about spring here, and it's like just pushing above ground. And it's like, trust yourself that you really know where you're going and why you're going there. And you need to trust yourself. And, Elaine was talking about, the innocence of dogs. One thing in looking at your animal companions is learning how they accept everyday life and just really grow into it and just grab onto it and go for it. Don't hold back. Mm-hmm. You're just on the verge of really having a really big enlightening moment for you. And it, it doesn't have to be like I'm creating a new way to split an atom, because your growth is coming from just learning to trust yourself and letting go. And you've been holding back.
Wow. Thank you.
Dogs are part of that sense of loyalty and trust.
Right.
And sometimes in our human relationships, someone will try to manipulate us by saying, you're not loyal to me because you did this or that. And you only have to be loyal to you, yourself, your higher power. You don't have to allow manipulation. But I think that's the other gift the dogs give, is to kind of realign us, like Robin just said, with your own ability to trust yourself and your instincts and to be loyal to what really, well, who deserves your loyalty, actually? Well, you could ask that. Who deserves my loyalty? And that might be a very interesting way to place to start.
So get out, Kim. Take your dogs for a walk and just connect with nature, connect with your dogs, and feel that sense of naturalness. Now, I know nature naturalists, but really, I know you're calling from the city, big city, but get out there, experience what's going on around you, and realizing that you are important to the world. Every single one of us takes a body to grow our souls, but also to make a contribution to the world. No one can make a better contribution than you can right now in your body, growing your soul, connecting with the planet. So take that, go for a walk, let it come in. You're awesome. Believe it. Great. Well, thank you for calling today. We're at the end of the show. Call us back and let us know how you're doing, or you can always connect with me on Facebook, too, and with Elaine, too, on Facebook, Elaine Clayton. So thanks for calling in, Kim. Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Kim. Take care. And Elaine, thank you for calling in today. It has been a fun time sharing this time with you. Now, I know you've got this real passion for connecting, helping people connect to their creative genius. So that intuitive drawing book is really intriguing to me, as well as your book, A Little Bit of Fairies and A Little Bit of Angels. So tell people how they can connect up with you and how they can buy your books.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. And anytime you want to talk about any of these books, let me know.
You got it.
So you can, I have ElaineClayton.com is my website, and you can find me on Facebook too, just Elaine Clayton. And the books are, you know, they're at Barnes & Noble, or you can go on Amazon. If you have an independent bookseller, you might want to order it through them just to help them out. But they're out there. They're you know, in the major venues, so it shouldn't be hard to find them. And I would love hearing from anyone who has any questions about them. I get emails and phone calls sometimes about people working with the stream drawing process, and I love it. It just makes me so happy. We are each, you know, genius creators, so let's not forget it. Everyone's
well,
got that,
we can,
you know?
And what's really great about this hour, Elaine, is that, you know, giving people the idea that, you know, we all need to claim our own power. We all need to step into our power, become our best selves, and the world is out there helping us just like we're out there giving back to the world. My experience in working with non-humans is that humans are just not there yet in terms of recognizing there's more in to the world than us and our own brains and mindset. But it can happen, you know. But I want to share a story with you before I let you go, because my experience with fairies has been like real, as in physical. And just curious about what you think about this, because it was some years ago when I was developing my intuitive abilities and talking to my spiritual team, and they said, just go out and talk to anything you want to talk with, you know, except the thing I really wanted to talk with. I couldn't. But go out and talk with things. Things are going to come and want to chat with you, have conversations. Just, you know, get to redevelop these skills you had in previous lifetimes. Go for it. So one day I was going to bed early with a, I don't know, just a headache or something, and I was closing the blinds in my windows in my office, look out on a wild spot here in Seattle, a hillside that you can't grow on, so it's all wild. And I saw these strange things out there. One was like a giant tree with faces and arms, and there were different kinds of animal tree combinations. One was like a little armadillo with a bush growing out of its back, and I'm like staring at this, and I'm like, what the heck, right? And I just like pulled the blinds, and I thought, okay, I need drugs. Your first response is like, oh my god, and then I can't resist it. So I pulled the blind up and looked out, and they're all sitting out there, and they're looking in my window, and they're waving at me. And so I'm like, okay, I'm waving back. It's like I had no idea what they were. And then it became time to create a garden here in our condominium. taking over a garden that just had been in disrepair for years and creating a new garden. And I started chatting with them, started calling them the Guardians of Alki, which is where I live, Alki Beach. Because at the time, I wasn't smart enough to ask these beings or any being what they wanted to be called. It didn't occur to me. I was learning.
I think that was affectionate of you, and I think you intuitively picked up that that's what they were.
Well, and I was, yeah, I don't know, I was talking with them, I was putting in the garden, we were running late into fall, and it was November, we were still getting ready to get the garden in, and I said to them, I said, oh, I don't have the garden in yet for you to go in the winter, because they made it clear they were connected to gardens, and I'd sit on my deck in the summertime, and they'd comment on all the gardens around in the neighborhood. Well, this isn't going to work here because of this. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But what was interesting was, I said, the garden isn't ready when you're ready. I said, any of you who want to just come in and be here in the house with me and the kids, my two dogs and a cat, you're welcome to do that until the garden's ready. Just first ask the kids if it's okay with them, you know, because I don't want them scared. All and right. The shyest one came in, the armadillo-like one with a little bush in its back. And I'd see it running around the house and hiding behind the furniture. And the dogs would see it because they could see him go up to it, you know. So the long and short of it is, we got the garden in, blah, 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 blah. And mentioning this, and somebody said, well, those are fairies. And I'm like, fairies?
I went to him, I said,
what the heck? You guys are fairies? Why didn't you tell me you were fairies? And Elaine, what was really stunning to me was they all looked at me very solemnly and said, humans have a strange idea about fairies. If we had told you they called us fairies, would you have invited us to live in your house? And I was like, shocked, you know. That was when I was first realized I should introduce myself, get, you know, feedback from them, find out. And so I was like, well, yes, I would have, but now I know a little bit better. So have you had those kinds of experiences?
Well, I sure have. I haven't had it quite like that story, but what I've seen when I see them, for example, once seeing a tree spirit, but he was inside looking out the window as though to look at himself from my point of view.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And he was humming at the window. It was very beautiful. So the way I experience it is they're subject to natural laws because they're assigned to nature, to things in our natural world. But they can come and go dimensionally, so they can be, they're ethereal, and then they can be the way you saw them, where they're actually, wow, wait a minute, I saw movement right there, what is that, you know, that kind of thing. So they're, and the cool thing about you telling this is that I think everyone will experience something in some way, in their own way, if they're open to it. And you didn't have to do anything, they just kind of, they were ready for you, and you saw, and
they,
you were open to it.
They just showed up. I'm more used to that now than I was. Well,
yeah,
it was pretty awesome.
Fun?
They're pretty cool.
It is awesome. It really is.
And
awesome.
After the garden was all in, a coyote showed up, and I asked, like, wow, I haven't seen coyote. And a coyote actually hung around in the back and raised a baby 2 years in a row. And I said, well, why is there a coyote? And they said, well, we know that you appreciate animals more than plants, and we were just giving you a gift.
That's so cool.
Pretty
well,
awesome.
The fun thing about Native Americans think of or have in one aspect of the Native American animal medicine is that coyote is like has trickster energy.
Yes.
So it'd be kind of fun to see, like, well, what was going on during that period of time during that season, and see if that was a thing that you could smile about, like, oh yeah, there was some trickster energy around that time.
Oh yeah, it's,
yeah, because I know
the
that they're on cue. They're on cue. Yeah. You know, when they
that's
show
awesome.
Up. It's, yeah, it's
that's
funny.
Pretty cool.
I try to have a sense of humor about it.
Well, that's life, right? Have a sense of humor. Elaine, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure, everyone. You want to get in touch with Elaine Clayton, catch up on her books, go to her website, elaineclayton.com. Elaine, thank you for being on the show. Take care.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Oh, good. You are so welcome. I enjoyed it as well. So I want to thank everyone for listening today. Here as we get ready to close out, I want to remind you of how to find me. I have a number of different webinars up at the Experts platform at learnitliveexperts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz. Everything from planetary connection to our current webinar series, Developing Your Energy Boundaries. You can also find me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive, Facebook Live in the mornings every week here at omtimes.com, The Practical Intuitive. And if you'd like my services, I am available. Contact me at robinfritz.com for my schedule, for how we can work together. Personal or business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life and between life regression, soul progression clearing, energy healing, spiritual journeys and awakenings. The world is more awesome than you know, and you are important. You are necessary to the growth of the world. So let's close down that connection. Cross your hands on your heart, breathe into the palms of your hands, imagine healing energy going into those palms. Breathe air onto your palms, feeling that breath of your air on the palms, and then cross your palms back on your heart, getting you grounded back into your body, closing that crown chakra with connection with Fallon. Please let me know how I can serve you. Thank you for joining us today. Take care and goodbye.